This is the 90 Neighborhoods 90 Good Stories podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Each week, we introduce you to people in the Pittsburgh area who are striving to make their community a better place to live. The series is sponsored by UPMC, life-changing medicine. This episode, a resident-run farmers market in Bellevue, finding a balance between heavy industry and green spaces on Neville Island and public art in Stowe Township. 90.5 WESA's Noah Broad has the first story, which features a trio of moms in Bellevue who put together a farmer's market in seriously speedy fashion.
When Caitlin Wenzel moved to Bellevue with her family in 2014, she says she didn't like going outside. At that point, the Shenango Coke Works was still in operation just down the Ohio River on Neville Island.
There was a smell in the air when we would go outside to play. We'd bring our daughter outside and we could smell it, and it made me so nervous. I would bring her right back inside and I felt stuck in my house.
Wenzel says she began to regret moving to Bellevue. But in 2016, the Coke plant shut down for good. And she says things began to change for the better. Wenzel noticed that the air quality improved immediately.
It was like the sky opened up and the angels were singing. I mean, it was amazing. The air quality was immediately better. And I'm talking immediate. I mean, it made such a big difference. We're outside all the time now. And ever since that's happened, I've seen sort of this energy and this influx. Housing prices are rising right now. They're still very reasonable, but they're rising. And I think it has a lot to do with the Coke plant shutting down and with every time a new family comes in, they seem to be ready to be active in the community.
Wenzel, a stay-at-home mom, says she and two friends, Erica McAfee and Kim Reed, decided to harness that energy last spring. During an April brainstorming session of a Bellevue parents group, one idea stood out: a farmer's market. The three friends decided to go for it. It would be a tall task, from researching laws and buying insurance to recruiting vendors and even finding performers. Wenzel says they worked furiously to get ready for the first of the weekly markets in June. In the end, Wenzel says it was a community-wide effort.
It was all of Bellevue. Like, we did a huge chunk of work, the three of us, Kim, Erica, and I. But people, you know, researched ordinances and looked into talking to the council and got us a seat in front of them. And, you know, all of this stuff that happened that really came together and made it able to be happening so quickly.
When the Bellevue Farmers Market opened just 6 weeks after the idea was first floated, it had everything you might expect, like locally produced food and goods. It also had some things you might not, like free yoga classes, skateboarding lessons, and a six-week series of concerts.
It was a whole festival. I mean, every week we had basically a festival in the park.
The weekly Wednesday markets in Bellevue's central Bain Park were open through October, and they'll be back this year. Fellow Farmers Market co-founder Erica McAfee says Wenzel is the type of person who brings the community together.
The Farmers Market was such a huge thing. Caitlin's like, we got this. We can totally do this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we totally can do this. And then we did. And it was amazing. And she was, you know, expecting her second child and still, like, pushing and doing this.
Having just welcomed a new child to her family, Wenzel has stepped back from the farmers market, leaving it in the hands of the Bellevue nonprofit Bonafide Bellevue. But Wenzel, who also founded the Pittsburgh chapter of the family outdoor club Hike It Baby, says she's far from done with community activism. The next project on her list is a regional Harry Potter festival in Bellevue this August. I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
I'll bring you our next story, which takes us to Neville Island, where Dorothy Antonelli and the nonprofit Neville Green work to maintain the island's environment.
This is the 79 South Ramp. We plant this triangle and maintain it.
It's a chilly winter day on Neville Island, and Dorothy Antonelli is sitting at her dining room table flipping through printed pictures. They're images taken in the summertime of places on the island where she and her fellow volunteers at Neville Green plant flower beds each season. It's a colorful mix, various hues of petunias, red sedum grass, and blue sages, among others.
Planting, and these are what they look like when they're planted. And we probably plant about 1,200 flowers annually every year.
Antonelli is one of just over 1,000 people who live on the western third of the island, which sits in the Ohio River about 15 minutes away from downtown. The rest is occupied by industry: chemical plants, warehouses, parking lots. She says that's the only association that most Pittsburghers make.
I don't think many people know that there is a residential community on the island that is thriving, and it's a very safe place, and it's a very quiet place.
Antonelli has been the president of Neville Green since 2002. The organization was formed 10 years earlier. In addition to planting flowers at central locations like the island's War Memorial Park and along main roads, Neville Green's volunteers also plant trees and routinely run cleanups. And Antonelli is especially proud of the learning opportunities they've been able to offer in the past. For one program called Neville Naturalists, they brought in educators to teach local kids about the environment and take them on field trips.
We went and visited waste dumps. We went down to Alcosan free. Nobody had to pay for it.
These are simple gestures, but they're appreciated by the community's residents. Bob Schutte is a financial planner whose family has been on the island since 1917.
When people come down here and they take a closer look around, they realize what a special place this is.
Antonelli says that ultimately, the work is about establishing a better balance between the two spheres on the island, both tangibly and in people's perception. One might think that this goal would lead to tension between the two groups, but actually...
Industry on the island supports us almost 100%. If it wasn't for them, we probably couldn't maintain Neville Green as an organization.
According to Antonelli, Neville Green doesn't get any assistance from local government, so it runs strictly on donations, much of which come from the industrial sector. Lance Olson is a senior director at the minerals company Carmoose Lime and Stone, which has a facility on the island.
We live in the communities that we work in. A number of our employees live locally here, and we feel it's important to give back to the community. And Dorothy is doing marvelous work on an island that is kind of forgotten sometimes.
In the winter, Neville Green mostly takes a break from activity. But in March, Antonelli says she and her fellow volunteers will start picking out what they want to plant this season. Our last story, coming up.
WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, is supported by UPMC, life-changing medicine.
I'll hand things back over to Noah Brode for this last story, which features Stephen Sadbury, a Stowe Township resident and artist who specializes in mosaics.
Stephen Stevo Sadbury is scoring and cutting glass in his Squirrel Hill studio, his sheepdog sitting by his side. It's a unique place, an otherwise unused level of a parking garage where several artists have set up workspaces. Panels and shards of brightly colored glass are packed onto shelves lining the wall, and mosaics of all kinds hang on the walls and rest on tables. Mostly Sadbury's own work, but occasionally one of his students' pieces.
I like that I don't have a boss. And I just like putting pieces of puzzles together and creating images out of little pieces of glass.
Sadbury, now a resident of Stowe Township, graduated from Edinburgh University in 1980 with a degree in weaving and textiles, but he says he essentially fell into mosaic making by chance.
I bought a house in Highland Park, which had, the woman had left a bunch of Mexican tiles and coffee cans in the basement, and I started tinkering around with that, and I did a big lobster mosaic in my shower space at the house. And some people saw it and wanted some work done in their house. And it just started snowballing after that. And I was able to, you know, quit waiting on tables.
Now he does all kinds of projects, from cityscapes to dog portraits. But he also uses his talent to give back to his own neighborhood. The most impressive example covers an outer wall of the Stowe Township Fire Department.
I made a huge, bigger than life-size mosaic mural of a fire truck. Looks like it's coming out of the side of the building. Up in the upper corner on the left, there's the fireman's badge that they wear on their shoulder, so I did that. And there's big water swirls behind the badge and the fire truck, three of these, that represent water that is their weapon.
Sadbury says the fire department offered about $400 to cover the cost of grout, and some of the firemen volunteered to help. But the rest of the project, including the work and the cost of the tiles, was pro bono.
It took me like a month and a half to do it. I had a lot of tile left over from other projects, and the tile's kind of expensive because it's imported. They don't make indoor-outdoor ceramic tile in the States anymore with bright colors. So it came from Italy and Holland.
Sadbury says he's helped out Stowe Township in other ways, too, from repainting the sign of the Parkway Theater for free and painting the township's welcome signs at a huge discount to creating a garden in an abandoned lot. Sadbury doesn't seem to think twice about using his skills as an artist to help out his neighborhood.
I'd like to share the joy, and I'm like a child at heart, and I want people to have something nice in the neighborhood to look at, you know.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Broad.
That's the last story for this episode. Thanks, as always, for joining us. 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories is an ongoing project, and you can be a part of it. If you know someone who's making a difference in your community, you can nominate them at our website, wesa.fm/90. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Hope you'll tune in next time.